So good morning, ladies. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from wherever you are at. I am so excited to be here with so many of you ladies from all over the world. This is so fantastic. And I want to welcome you to the Secrets to Fertility Journey Proofing Your Relationship. And this training is all about that. We are going to empower you with the tools and strategies that will help you take care of and deepen your relationships through the ups and downs of this journey in a whole new way. Ladies, you have big dreams and a vision for the family that you want to create. And part of that dream is the vision that you have for your relationship with your partner, your family, your friends, and others who are part of your life. You know how you want those to feel. You want to feel loved, understood, respected, and held. And now, ladies, is the time for you to claim that. And as we get started, let's send love to the women that are on this call, literally hundreds from all over the world. Just take a moment to send them some love and let them know, hey, we are here together this morning to learn how we can really up-level our relationships and how we can approach them in a whole new way. And you know what? If anyone wants to hit star 2 and raise your hand to say hello and give a shout-out from wherever you're calling from, you can absolutely do that. I would love to hear your voices. If somebody wants to say hey from wherever you're calling from, just hit star 2 on your telephone keypad, even if you're calling in from Skype, and I will unmute your line. You can just say a quick hello. Just give us your name and where you're calling from. We can totally do that. And actually, I'm seeing some hellos in the chat and actually getting some emails about that. Thank you, ladies. It's great to see that we have so many of you calling in from all over the world. So this is great. And just know that everyone on here, you know, ladies, we're all here for the same purpose. So it's great, and I'm so excited that you've taken some time out of your day to really get education about something that so often gets overlooked on this journey. And so let's also take a moment to send some love to Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family. Okay, ladies, I'm sorry. I think there was a bit of a technical difficulty there, and I'm sorry. For some reason, you guys got put on hold again, so I'm really sorry about that. So sometimes technology can be very interesting, ladies, so I appreciate your patience with that. So I'm going to get back to what I was sharing, and I hope that you guys caught that great. Thank you so much, ladies. So much love to you. Woo! Great. Let's go back to our housekeeping. So we have about 60 minutes together, and we're going to go in three different sections, and we're going to do this teleseminar a little bit differently. I'm going to open up the phone lines, assuming that they cooperate with us after each segment, because I want you guys to be able to ask your questions as we go along. So if there's any concept, any idea, or if you have any comments or questions that you want to ask after each section, we're going to go ahead and do that. Also, as a bonus for signing up for this training, each of you should have by now a worksheet that you can use to follow along with the training and take notes. And if you've attended a teleseminar that I've done before, you're going to know that I really encourage active participation. I want you guys to participate because that's how you're going to take what you've learned and really be able to apply it. I'm not much for just talking about things. I'm a huge believer in taking action because if you want to create results in your life, if there's something that you want, you can absolutely get it, but you've got to be willing to take the action. And everything I'm sharing with you this morning is specifically designed for you to be able to take action on in whatever way you feel is going to support you and support the relationships that truly matter for you. So I'm bringing 100% of myself to this training, ladies, and if you do the same, we are going to create an amazing team. So let's start this off by taking a moment here to set our intention. My intention is to try to get through the rest of this teleseminar with no more technical glitches. And so now it's time for you to set your intention. What do you want to get out of this training? And if you have your worksheet and you're not operating heavy machinery or driving, feel free to write your intention down. Part of taking control of your journey and really beginning to sink in and improve the relationships that you have and become the woman who is not frazzled and constantly tortured on this journey is you really setting an intention. What do you want? And so I'm modeling this for you right now. So as you sit here and you're taking this information in, what's your approach going to be? You know, what will your attitude be during this training? Will you have an open mind? And instead of saying, oh, Roseanne, what are you talking about? That would never work for me. I want to encourage you to ask yourself, how can it work for you? If there's a certain question that you want to ask, ask it. You know, set the intention that you will ask that question. If there's a piece of information that you want to get because you have date night with your partner tonight and you really want it to go well and you want it to feel more relaxed, you want to maybe step out of the fertility journey craziness for a second and really be in that moment, and you want some support in how to make that happen, set the intention that you are going to get the support, or that you're going to take whatever nuggets you want to take from this training and make that a reality. So just take a second right now. Write down your intention. What is your intention for this training? And I'll just let you guys know that as you write that down, we are still on the line together. And if there's any silence, it's not because I've fallen off. I just want to give you guys a moment to write that down. So does everyone have an intention set? So just keep that in mind. And just be there with that and allow that to happen during our time together. So the next thing that I want you ladies to do is, if you're following along on that worksheet, there's going to be another space, number two, and I ask an important question, and that is, what is important to you about making your relationship fertility journey proof? What's important to you about that? I'm asking you that question because when you really understand why that's important, it's really going to support you in taking on the information that I'm going to be sharing with you this morning. You know, you may have heard, you know, what's the big why, or why is that important? And it's a great question because it's really going to get you grounded in what matters to you, what matters to you about this subject. So just take a moment, like, why really is it important for you to make your relationship fertility journey proof? What do you get out of that? So just take a moment. Everyone furiously writing notes. I hope you guys all have something down. And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just an idea. Like, what's important to you about this? And even if you don't have anything to write down at this moment, that's okay. We're not about perfection here. We're about progress. So just have an idea in your mind. So as we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and why I am absolutely certain that what I'm sharing with you today about fertility journey proofing your relationship works. Years ago, ladies, I was you. It would have been me on the other end of a call like this, if there was one. I struggled with fertility for years while I was a trial lawyer in California. My husband and I, we were just so ecstatic when we were thinking about starting our family. And at first, you know, things were super fun. We were hopeful. Things were exciting. But as we moved through this journey, we noticed that things weren't happening in the way that we had hoped. And we weren't getting pregnant after timing everything perfectly, doing exactly what our doctors told us. And we began to step it up a notch, and after the months turned into years, we started undergoing treatment. And I look back on that time in my life with so much affection because we were so naive. We figured, oh, we're going to start treatment, no big deal, we're going to be pregnant in a couple months. But those months turned into years for us, and I began juggling an intensely demanding career as a prosecutor with the alphabet soup of fertility treatments. And things really dragged on for us. And, you know, we thought it would just be a couple months because we were using advanced fertility treatments and we were really giving having our baby our all. We were putting everything we had into it. And as the months and years dragged on, I really began to torture myself constantly. I was comparing myself with every pregnant woman I saw. I was beating myself up endlessly. Ladies, it even got to the point where I was losing my hair. And I am putting it out there to you right now. My hair is my thing. So this journey really took me to places that I hadn't even anticipated. I was overwhelmed with shame. I felt like a complete failure as a woman and as a wife. And the crazy thing was, is I just kept telling myself, if I tried harder, if I was more perfect, my baby would appear. I was driving hundreds of miles a week, chasing after every treatment, diet, supplement, alternative healer, and anyone that could give me a shred of hope. I drove myself to exhaustion, and the stress of this journey started to consume me. I became intensely insecure, depressed at times, argumentative, anxious, and distant. You know, I even convinced myself that I was such a disappointment to my husband that he was going to leave me, even though I had no reason to believe that. This journey took an incredible toll on our relationship, and it felt like all we ever did was live for the next phase in treatment. We stopped taking vacations. It felt like we were never having any fun, and there was a dark cloud that seemed to follow us everywhere. And we had just an amazing relationship. We loved each other deeply, but we could feel this icky wall of silence that was coming up between us, and it really scared us. We knew we had to change. Like, we knew something had to change. We just didn't know what, and we didn't know how. And to make things worse, the stress that this journey was creating in my life was the exact opposite of what every doctor and alternative healer was advising. And we lived like that, ladies, for years. And I knew I hit rock bottom when I, as I told you, I was a prosecutor during my career as an attorney. And I was working on an intense case. This was like the case of my career. And I was trying a case against a serial rapist that had been absolutely just it was horrible in our community. And I got a conviction in that case, and that was the pinnacle of my legal career. But after winning that, all I wanted to do was run back to my office, curl up in a ball, and cry, because I felt like I was none of that mattered, because I had convinced myself that I was never going to be a mom. And not only had I done that, I had become someone in this process that I didn't even recognize and was becoming increasingly difficult for my husband to love. And my husband is an amazingly patient man. But what I was allowing this journey to turn me into was something that was just, it was just toxic. So in that moment, I realized I couldn't live like that anymore. I made a decision in that moment that I was not going to let the stress of this journey ruin my life, interfere with my fertility based on the way that it was absolutely stressing me out, and risk my marriage. At that point, I figured I had two options. I could choose door number one, which was do nothing and continue to let this journey run me and my relationships to absolute tatters, or I could go check out what was behind door number two, and that was to figure out how to turn things around so I could become the mom, partner, and woman I was meant to be. And so at that point, I'm like, look, I'm going to do something about this. So I began to immerse myself in personal development. I was on a mission to craft powerfully simple tools and strategies for overcoming the fear and stress that had taken over my life and was putting a strain on my relationships. I became absolutely focused on that, and it took me a long time to figure this out, but I can tell you, ladies, from my heart, I am so glad I chose what was behind door number two, and that was to do something about it and turn things around. Because when I started implementing what I learned and the different things that I was testing out in my life, everything about my journey changed. Everything. I stopped comparing myself to other women. I stopped beating myself up with negativity. Baby shower invitations and pregnancy announcements, they stopped stinging so bad. And I started feeling like my old self again, just better. I tapped into a limitless supply of confidence that I didn't even know existed. And my husband and I were in love before, like I told you, ladies. But where we went as a result of the work that I did and the work that we did together made us absolutely unstoppable. And shortly thereafter, a miracle happened for us. And I made a commitment that I would share what I learned, because having to figure this out on my own sucked. It sucked, ladies, and it took 10 times longer than if I had the support of a coach or a mentor. And based on the results I created in my own life, I designed powerful, innovative coaching programs that are absolutely changing the lives of women all over the world. I coach and mentor my clients to implement my journey-tested tools and strategies, and the results are incredible. I figured out how to make this journey luxuriously simple so you can be the mom, partner, and woman you were meant to be. I absolutely love what I do, and I'm incredibly honored to share some of that with you today. So let's dive in, and I'm going to share the first secret, and this is going to spare you, ladies, years of misery, and is going to absolutely improve your approach to life in general. And that first secret is you've got to make it all about you. You've got to make it all about you. And making it all about you is one of the best things you will ever do for your relationship. And here is what I mean. The quality of your relationship on this journey starts with you. It's all about who you are being. And man, I wish I understood this from the get-go. This would have absolutely changed my approach to this journey. It would have changed my approach to my relationship on all fronts. You've got to make it all about you. So let's dig around in that. Let's play in that. You know, are you being the woman who takes good care of herself? You know, when I ask, you know, who are you being? That's what I mean. Like, are you being the woman who takes good care of herself? Are you being the woman who powerfully asks for the support she needs? Are you being the woman who refuses to get caught up in negativity? Or are you being the woman who is so focused on getting pregnant that she's letting everything else around her fall apart? Are you giving your power away to other people, like doctors, practitioners, family members, or people who may be standing in judgment about who you are and what you're doing and maybe the choices that you've made in your life? Who are you being right now, ladies? And I'm not asking that question to point fingers. I love you. I'm going to tell you that right now. I have so much love and compassion for women on this journey because I was you. But I'm asking because I care, and I know that this question can absolutely transform the way you approach your relationships and approach your journey. Who are you being? Because here's the truth, ladies. You cannot look at your relationship constructively and honestly without looking at yourself. And I'm not raising this question to make you feel bad or try to make you feel like you have to be perfect. Oh, my goodness. Far from it. Believe me, I had to look under some ugly rocks with creepy crawly things underneath them to get to the place where I needed to be on this journey so I could be the woman I needed to be. You know, like I said to you before, I was being distant. I was being unloving, insecure, and sometimes downright mean. Do you think that might have had an impact on my relationship? You bet. So here's the thing. When you have awareness about how you are really being, honestly, you have the power to put yourself back into control over the one thing you can control on this journey, ladies, and that is you. And I want to give you a case in point. I was working with a client recently, and we're going to call her Super Smart Science Lady. And, okay, I'm going to tell you straight up front, I am unapologetically in love with my clients, ladies. These women knock my socks off every single day. Their determination to do right by themselves and the families they're creating seriously inspires me to tears. But anyway, Super Smart Science Lady was really down about how disconnected she felt from her partner amidst what they are currently going through. And we explored the question of who she was being. And she had some massive aha moments. And it was incredible, the things that just by asking that question, like, okay, super smart science lady, who are you being right now? And it was just crazy because that question allowed her to say, okay, wait a second. You know, who am I really being right now? And with some small tweaks to the way that she was showing up, she was able to that day see a different side of her partner that she hadn't seen in months. So that's why I know that this question is a powerful one and can really help you turn things around. So let's turn this in a different direction now. So we know, and I'm sure that you may have some ideas popping up in your mind about the woman that you're being. And so let's shift this a little bit. Let's give you the opportunity to perhaps have a different experience. And so I want to ask you, who do you choose to be? Who do you choose to be right now, ladies? And if your partner happens to be listening to this call as well, I want them to ask, who do they want to be on this journey? And we're going to do a super quick visualization, because part of the reason why we repeat patterns that we do in our lives is because we can't really see something different. We get caught up in a rut. We don't see ourselves doing something different. So I want to give you the opportunity to start to see something different. So if it is safe for you to do, and you are, again, not driving or operating heavy machinery, I want you to take a moment and let's just have you close your eyes. We're going to do a super quick visualization. Just close your eyes and let's take a few moments to get to know the woman you choose to be on this journey. And again, if your partner's listening in, they can use whatever pronoun they want. I'm going to be referring to she and her, but they can use whatever pronoun works for them. So take a deep breath, ladies. As we sit here, just be in this moment. Just take a deep breath and just relax. Remember the intention that you set for this training. And let yourself be here with zero judgment. Just be open and let your creativity flow. Remember, if you want things to be different, you must be different. So give yourself this opportunity to just be in this moment. And let's create an image of your very best self on this journey. So take another deep breath. And start to picture with your eyes closed and your mind's eye just running wild. What does your very best self look like on this journey? See her. Create an image of what she looks like and see her details. How does she carry herself? What do you notice about her? How does your very best self respond to her fears? What does she do when she feels down or frustrated? And just take a look at her. Get a sense of who she is. What does she do when she receives a baby shower invitation or sees a pregnancy announcement in her social media feed? How does she behave in the relationship with her partner? How does she treat herself? Notice what you see in her. Does she have a way about her that inspires you? How does she treat herself? Really think about that. How does your very best self on this journey take care of her? And feel into that, ladies. Really be in this moment. Feel what it's like to be her. And get super clear on what this feels like And this feeling that you have when you picture this very best version of yourself on this journey, that's tangible evidence that she exists. So really take in the details. Does she walk a certain way? How does she respond when she sees something that would normally shake her up on this journey? Take that to heart. Really take that on board. And just take a deep breath. And remember what you need to remember. And slowly open your eyes. And just take a second here, ladies. I want you to have, while you have this image very clear in your mind, on your worksheet, in number 3, there's a space for you to write down 3 words that you would use to describe her, that image of what you saw. And just take a deep breath and write that down. Just write those 3 words down. And I'm still here, and you're all still here. We're still doing well with this phone line, so just take a moment. So you got your 3 words down, ladies? The importance of you writing these 3 words down is so that you can begin to use these words to inspire you and to help you change the story of who you can be on this journey, ladies. Really look at those 3 words and let those 3 words inspire you. Give yourself a chance to start embodying those words. And let me ask you a question. I mean, what's possible if you brought more of that into your relationship? And again, this is not about perfection. This is not about putting it all on you, truly, in your relationship, but it's about putting you back into a position of power in your relationship, putting you back into control over the one thing that you can control, and that's you. It's about empowering you to choose how you want to be on this journey. And I know that perhaps some of the things that you've written down, you're like, oh, you know, this isn't me yet, or I don't feel this yet, or it may seem out of reach. But I'm here to support you, ladies, that it is. Okay, I think we're back, ladies. Oh, my goodness. This phone line is working my last nerve. Okay, so anyway, sorry about that, ladies. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to open up the phone line, and maybe this is a great time for you to ask any questions that you might have about that first segment. And if there's anything that you missed as a result of, for some strange reason, being put on hold, then this is your opportunity. So go ahead, and if you have a question about this first part, and that's making it all about you and really that's in a loving way, to really make it about you and look at who you're being so that you can really start being the woman that you want to be on this relationship, because it absolutely has an impact on how your relationship feels. If you have a question about that, or you'd like some coaching on that particular question, go ahead and hit *2 on your telephone keypad, or if you want to type in a question to the chat line, or you want to send me an email for the question, that's fine too. So I'm going to open that up if you'd like to do that right now. So let's see here. Okay, so I have a question. Okay, so I have a question from Nadia in Washington. Nadia asks, "Hi, Roseanne. I have an image of my mind of being stronger and more relaxed. I wonder if I can make it happen. I felt so good to see myself that way. It felt so good to see myself that way. I tell myself to be more relaxed, and it works for a few days, but then I go back to being the same way. Do you have any ideas?" Hi, Nadia. You are doing a fantastic job of highlighting a big stumbling block that so many of us have. It's super easy to fall into old patterns. I actually have a lot of questions for you about this, so if you can call in and hit star 2 to get into the queue to ask your question, I think that might be best because there's a few follow-up things that I have for you about this question. Please do so, and if you are able to do that, I can dig a little deeper with you so I can give you some more constructive feedback. But a couple things come to mind right now. In case you are not able to call in, here's some things. I want you to notice what you are telling yourself when you get stressed. Are you telling yourself hideous things about you when you're getting stressed out? You know, are you engaging in failure fantasy? One of the best things that you can do is to become aware of exactly what is stressing you out so you can begin to unravel its hold on you. And I get that, you know, sometimes if we get into a place where we're thinking, oh my gosh, this is never going to happen for me, it can really send you spinning. But there's usually so much more to that. So I'd like to play with that question with you if you're able to call in. If not, that's fine. You can always send me an email later on. But I hope that I've begun to at least start answering that question and just feel into it. You know, start noticing. If you start to feel worked up after, you know, a few days of feeling relaxed, feel into that. What do you think that's about? And notice what is perhaps the precursor to feeling worked up, and that could help out a little bit more. But there's really not much more I can do with that without you calling in. So, okay, so let's see here. So let's go on to the next secret, ladies. Ooh, and this is a really fantastic one too. I could absolutely shout this one from the rooftops. So the second secret, what couples who thrive on the fertility journey are doing differently. So get on a piece of paper. If you don't have your worksheet out, at least write this down, ladies. This is very important. So couples who thrive on this journey get closer, fall in love all over again, and get to the place of falling in love all over again by making their we, okay, by making their we as it stands today the priority. And I'm going to say that again. Couples who thrive on the fertility journey are getting closer, falling deeply in love all over again. They get to that place by making their we as it stands today the priority. That is straight up, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They view their we as it stands today as the priority. And I want to share more with you about this because it's really easy for us to get caught up in this journey, you know, and go into so many different directions about building our family that we tend to forget that we have a family now. You are a family now. Perhaps you already have a child and, you know, you're wanting more, or perhaps, you know, it's just the two of you right now, but you are a family right now. And the couples that really thrive on this journey get that. They really understand that, and they have a deep respect for that. And this is another thing that I want you to write down, ladies. And there's a space for this in number 5 on your worksheet. A strong we equals a strong 3. I really want you to chew on that idea, because when you have a strong foundation upon which you build your family, you have an incredible leg up. You are really putting time and effort into what exists today. And look, I get it. Yes, the family you desire to create, it's important, but it all starts with your we. Your we as it exists today. And your we is at the heart of every decision you make. And making your we the priority means that you take care of each other first and what exists today. And, you know, you pay attention to what exists now, and you don't live 100% for tomorrow. And having coached women successfully and coupled all over the world And having turned things around in my own relationship, I know this to be a fact. And yes, ladies, I get it. I know you want your baby so bad. And your relationship does not have to suffer. It's so easy to get caught up in the fertility journey madness that before we know it, it's been months since we've gone out on a date. It's been a long time since we've asked our partner how they are doing. It's been a long time since we've just made time to be silly and play. Ladies, all of that gooey deliciousness matters in our relationship with our partner. It has value, and it is a reminder of the true vision that we have for our family. And look, if you lose sight of your we and make 100% of your focus on having a baby, there is a price. And, you know, there's no right or wrong here. Each couple is going to have to determine what percentage is right for them. You know, there's no exact percentage, but you sure do know when it's out of whack, right? You know when things are not feeling good between you and your partner. And so often, you know, we just really get dragged in the direction of focusing on building our families and what's possible for us in the future, which is a great place to be. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes it leaves our relationships in the dust. And then we wonder why we feel distant and disconnected from our partner. And ladies, don't fool yourself into thinking that you can just deplete your relationship right now and that everything's going to get better when your baby comes. That's a huge mistake. I've seen it time and time again. And, you know, sadly, the risk that you take if you lose sight of your we as it exists today is that you may end up doing irreparable damage when it is not your intent. It is not your intent to do that. Nurturing your relationship is an investment in your family, ladies. And for those of you who are listening, if you know that you have kind of a icky wall of silence that's formed between you and your partner, it's really time to have a powerful conversation. You know, when I think back to the time when I was most disconnected from my husband and not getting what I wanted or, you know, what I needed, and when I had allowed myself to neglect my relationship and my role in it, you know, it was a very powerful thing to anchor into, okay, you know, what do I really want right now? What do I really want for my relationship? And getting back into the present. And, you know, the coolest thing ever, ladies, is being able to get back to that. You know, your relationship is going to be your soft place to fall on this journey when things, you know, go awry or when things get stressful. This is the foundation upon which you are building your family. You have got to take care of it. And I know that all of you ladies are generous, you have big hearts, and you have the best intentions. And that's wonderful. And you can have both. You can have a great relationship, and you can be on the path to building your family. So I want to support you in this moment to really understand that you can have both. And you get both by making the we as it stands today a priority. You can't let this go. You can't let this just fall by the wayside. It is just one of the biggest mistakes that you can make on this journey. Just remember, a strong we equals a strong three. And let the choices that you're making, remember that we. Remember it. Because those moments that come up on this journey that can be so dark and can be so heartbreaking can be made so much more palatable, or, you know, it can be so much easier to deal with those things when your we is strong, when you are giving your partner the attention they deserve, when you are getting the attention you deserve. All of that comes from making sure that you pay attention to your we and really anchor into that. So does anyone have any questions about that? If you have a question or if you have any coaching that you'd like to receive on that particular topic, if you'd like to hit *2 on your telephone keypad, you can absolutely do that. And so if there, okay, I see a question here from Jenny in Arizona. Thank you for writing in, Jenny. Jenny says, I feel like my husband doesn't appreciate all of the things I'm going through with IVF. It makes me angry, and I see it impacting our relationship. I wish it didn't. What would you do? Hi, Jenny. Man, girl, I know that there were times I would say to myself, I have to deal with the hard part, you know, on this journey. I'm the one that's getting all of the invasive procedures. I'm the one that's, you know, having to give myself shots. I know. I know how hard that can be. And, you know, I would quietly get upset. And the truth was, I could not be more wrong in my perceptions, really, because my husband, like, even though he, you know, there are times when I felt like he didn't appreciate what I was doing, a lot of times he just didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to say, and he didn't know what to do. And so when I became the woman that I needed to be on this journey and really took a stand for what I was trying to create and for, you know, what I wanted, for really asking for what I wanted, when I was able to communicate that to him and say, look, you know, I feel a little isolated here. I sometimes feel like you're not 100% in this with me. You know, we really got to the bottom of that. And I was like, holy cow, boy, did I misinterpret that. I'm not saying that that's your situation, Jenny, because I don't know what your situation is. You're another person I would really encourage, if you were willing to call in and hit *2 on your telephone keypad, that there's probably some additional questions I could ask you here. And it could be that, you know, your partner just doesn't really know how to respond. So that's why I started this. This is not an accident, ladies, that I started with making it all about you. And if you feel like you're not getting something, be the woman who goes out and gets it. Be the woman who asks for what she wants. And I know that, you know, perhaps for some of you, that may be new. And start small, but start somewhere. And give yourself an opportunity. This is about fertility journey-proofing your relationship, ladies. And part of that process is having an open line of communication and a healthy line of communication with your partner so you can get what you want and so that they can have their needs fulfilled as well. So it's a give and take here. So Jenny, what I would encourage you to do is, you know, maybe explore that with your partner if you feel good about it. And, you know, if your partner is not behaving in a way that shows appreciation, you've got to ask yourself, you know, what can you do to let your husband know that in a loving way? And just play with those questions a little bit. And you know, sometimes we don't give our partners the, you know, the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes it's really easy. Oh, you know, why are they not doing this? But they can't read our minds. And so you've got to be the woman who asks for what she wants. And so I hope that helps you, Jenny. And, of course, please, if you have a question, hit *2. Go ahead, Jenny, call in if you want to explore that further. So we're going to go into the third secret, ladies, and that is what it takes for you and your partner to masterfully navigate relationships with friends, family, doctors, and everyone else. Ladies, this is pure gold. Getting clear on this is transformational. Each one of these pieces, we're, you know, when we started off with, you know, looking at you and asking, you know, who are you being on this journey? That matters because it starts with you and who you want to be on this journey. And then we look at your we. You know, are you taking care, or are you both, you and your partner, taking care of your we? Are you making that a priority? Are you letting that fall by the wayside? And so when you have a strong we, it makes this next piece, you've got, you know, you get solid on you, you get solid on your we, dealing with everyone else becomes a piece of cake. When you are clear about who you choose to be, when you make your we as it stands today strong, handling everybody else, piece of cake. Outsiders and everyone who is orbiting around us on this journey, I always like to take the position that they are subject to review. And what I mean by that, I know that's the lawyer in me coming out, is, you know, is everyone else and what they're offering, is this good for me? Is this good for my we? And it's important because, you know, as we choose doctors, as we work with our friends and our family and our coworkers, you know, on a day-to-day basis, as they come in and out of our lives, when you're clear about who you want to be on this journey, you're clear that your we as it exists today, you know, is a priority, then everything else that's happening around you is subject to, is this good for me? Is this good for my we? Is this good for us? Is this good for what we are trying to build? You've got to protect your we and what you're trying to achieve on this journey. Friends, family, doctors, practitioners, those people are all secondary. That doesn't mean that you don't love them, you don't respect them, and you don't want them along for the ride, but it means that you've got to take a step back and say, okay, is this good for me? And this is one of the most trying times that you may ever face in your relationship, ladies, and you need all hands on deck to be in favor of your we and to take care of it. Remember, we're fertility journey proofing your relationship, and I know that, you know, in a lot of ways, this concept can be a little bit unsettling, but we've got to get you in a position to be able to fertility journey proof your relationship. And look, we are all adults here. We all have the power to choose not only how we show up on this journey, but how we manage our relationships and how we interact with people and the forces outside of our relationship. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I have a client, and we're going to call her Lady M, who was suffering from ovarian failure, excuse me. And she was in a position where she and her partner decided that they were going to use donor eggs. And they were super cool with it. That was the next step for them. You know, that was in line with their values. They felt great about it. But when they presented this next step in their journey to their family, they were really, frankly, brokenhearted. They were really disappointed at the reaction that they got from their family because there, you know, there was a lot of judgment. There was a lot of, well, you know, how's that really going to work out? Is that really your child? I mean, all kinds of stuff that, you know, was becoming really difficult for Lady M and her partner to deal with. And what they did was they really put into practice what I'm sharing with you today. They asked themselves, you know, who are we going to be on this journey, and how can we best take care of our we as it exists today? And part of that was to be able to put up really great, healthy, and loving boundaries with their family. And that's so important because, you know, as you're building your family, you may do that in ways that maybe other people don't quite understand or maybe new to your extended family or whatever, but you've got to stand strong in your convictions as a couple and really as an individual. And for everyone else, well, you know, they don't get to decide. And you get to decide on this journey who has a front row seat on it. You know, you really do. And this is important because Lady M's example, you know, ultimately the family came around and they have they love the children that she's had, and it's just amazing. But she really had to take a stand. She and her partner really had to take a stand for what they had decided was right for them. So, you know, you really got to keep an eye on who's running the show, ladies, your we or somebody else. And this applies to all of the professionals that you invite into your journey, doctors, you know, practitioners. I know that I definitely had, you know, one of my very first treatment professionals that I worked with was absolutely horrible. And that was before I had done this work, and I really wasn't, I know it sounds crazy, you know, as an attorney and as a strong woman, you know, I wasn't standing up for myself. I was handing my power over to someone that just treated me very, very poorly. And so in doing this work, I really was able to take a step back and like, hey, that's not good for me. It's not good for my we, and it's not good for what I'm trying to build here. So, you know, I made a decision that I wasn't going to work with that person anymore. So, you know, one of the images I like to encourage my clients to work with is to think about an imaginary velvet rope. It can be moved to include whomever you choose, and If someone is not behaving in a way that's good for your we, remember you are trying to protect your we and the foundation upon which you're building your family. If someone's not behaving in a way that, you know, is helpful to that or supportive to what you want and what you're trying to build, it's okay to uninvite them for a little while. You know, just move that velvet rope over just a little bit. And you can always move it back, you know, to include them again, but it's all about protecting you and your relationship. So, ladies, and I know that we're coming up on our 60 minutes, and I do, I'm going to hang out for a little while because I have a little bit more to share with you. And the technical difficulties certainly made this a little interesting, and I want you to get the full picture of this. So in your mind, I want you to just kind of get an image, you know, how do you really want things to be in your we, and how do you want your we to be able to interact with everyone else? You know, how do you want to navigate the relationships that you have with doctors, friends, family? You know, do you have an annoying aunt that just says the worst thing at the worst time? You know, how do you want to approach her in a constructive way that's good for your we and still shows love and respect to her so that you don't take that energy on? You know, how do you want to approach this? And on the sheet that you guys have on number 6, there's a space for you to write down, you know, some ideas. You know, how do you want your we to approach that? How do you want to encourage the people in your life and around you to support you in a way that feels good? And maybe, you know, there might be somebody that you're going to have to move the velvet rope to, you know, maybe perhaps, you know, keep them out for a little bit. And that's okay. You can do that and still love them and still respect them and make the right choices for your we. So just get that down, ladies. And, you know, what I've shared with you this morning are things that, gosh, I really wish that I knew. These are no holds barred basics that you've got to really take on board in your own way. This is the tip of the iceberg, ladies. There's so much more on this subject. And, you know, each of us brings our own level of complexity and our own level of experience to these things. But really, and I strongly encourage you, you know, when you make it about you and you really take responsibility for the woman that you're being on this journey, you can create so many different experiences for yourself on this journey. You can really deepen your relationships and get what you want, get the support that you want. You can have all that. And so take that on board. And when you really start to make the we that exists today your priority, you are really investing in the foundation upon which you are building your family. Take a stand, ladies, for the and. You can have a strong, loving, fun, and exciting relationship and be on this journey. Take a stand for the and so you can have both. Because when you have both, you are in a position to really be able to roll with whatever comes your way on this journey, and it can feel so much more hopeful, so much more exciting, and so much more invigorating along the way. And third, you know, when you really masterfully navigate how you want to move in and out of the relationships in, you know, with doctors, friends, and family, when you get super clear on that, things can absolutely improve. And it's so good for your relationship because you really protect each other and you don't allow outside forces to negatively impact your journey and the way that you want to move through it. Now, ladies, today you got in touch with your very best self on this journey. You learned exactly what couples who are thriving on this journey are doing. You got clear on what it takes to master your relationships with everyone else. When you apply what you've learned and see the result it creates in your relationship, you will see that this journey may in fact be the best thing to happen to it because you can deepen all of those aspects of your relationship and you can really feel so much better about who you are and what your relationship, you know, what direction your relationship is going and how you are moving through your journey when it comes to everyone else. And ladies, you joined today's call because you want more for yourself, you want more for your relationship, and you want more for your journey. And as a coach, look, I am not afraid to ask the tough questions. So I want to ask you, ladies, what are you going to do with what you learned today? Will you let your worksheet and the things that I shared with you today just collect dust, and or will you do nothing? You know, will you try to implement what you learned today on your own and then just lose steam a few days from now? Or will you commit to transforming the way you live this journey? You know, I heard a scary statistic not long ago, and that was that only 5% of people implement what they learn. Ladies, please be part of the 5% and put what you learn into action. Really look at your experience. Take what I've shared with you and tweak it and use it in whatever way feels good to you. This is intended to support you to get the results that you want to see when it comes to your relationship. You don't have to let this journey rock your relationship. It doesn't have to. You can fall even more in love than you ever thought as a result of the places that this relationship can take you if you have the right perspective and you give yourself that opportunity. Ladies, I work with women all over the world who are absolutely committed to becoming the mom, partner, and woman they were meant to be. My ladies are women who truly go for it. They refuse to be victims on this journey, and they know that living this time in their lives, caught up in fear and stress, is not doing their fertility any favors. And most importantly, they do something about it. The women I work with break free from being overwhelmed by fear and stress. They say goodbye to being pushed around by negativity. They get out of the cycle of comparing themselves with every pregnant woman they see. They begin to feel more confident than ever, and they dramatically improve their relationships. And as I said, ladies, at the beginning of this call, we have something awesome for you. So awesome. We have a special opportunity for you to have a complimentary assessment session with me. If you want to talk more about your relationship and how you can improve it, or if there are other aspects of your journey that you would like to dramatically improve, you can do a deep dive into how you can create the results that I just shared with you in your life. And now, because I love you, let me be upfront. This is not for you if you just want to talk about how bad you feel, but don't want to do anything about it. And by now you should have figured out that I am all about empowering you to claim something bigger for yourself on this journey, to demand more happiness, be more confident, get more support, and feel more in control over your life at this time. This gift that we are giving you as a result of being on this call is for women who are no longer willing to settle for living in a constant state of stress and uncertainty and letting that make them miserable. This is for women who truly want to support having me by their side to create the journey and the life they were meant for. My clients and I know how gorgeous that can be. So if that is something inside of you saying, yes, 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 I want to learn more about this. I want to have those results. I want to break free from being overwhelmed by fear and stress and all of those things I shared from you. You can go ahead and go to www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and you can claim that gift. That is a complimentary assessment session with me, and that's a gift from me and Joanne at Circle and Bloom. We want this for you. And like I said, this is for women who really want to take action. And also, if you are listening to the webcast in the upper left-hand corner of that website where you're listening to this, there is a box. If you click that, it's going to take you to a form that you can quickly fill out, and you can schedule a time to have your complimentary assessment call with me. And if you want this, ladies, if you know that you want that, please snap these up. These go super quick. And so I want to turn this back over to you, ladies, at this time. I know that we've run through a lot of the information, and we've had a few technical glitches along the way, and I want to take your questions, and I know that we're going a little bit over the 60 minutes, but I am here to be of service to you. If there is a question that you want to ask, if there is some coaching that you want to receive, if you have a question about anything that I've shared about this topic of fertility journey proofing your relationship, there are no silly questions, ladies. The questions that go unasked are the kinds of things that you continue to repeat in your life. So if there's something that you want to ask, go ahead and ask it by hitting star 2 on your telephone keypad, or you can go ahead and type the question in. I am going to go over to the chat and see if there's any questions out there from any of you here. And let's see here. Oh, okay. I have a question from Renee here in California. Okay, got it. How do I ask my husband for what I want from him without sounding whiny? I am fairly confident, but when it comes to expressing emotion with him, I feel like it sounds whiny. Okay. All right, Renee, I love this question. The sound of a whiny voice can be like nails on a chalkboard. I have a couple of follow-up questions to that. And, you know, I would ask you, are you really sounding whiny? I know that sounds pretty basic, but is it true that you sound whiny? Or are you, you know, has he said that to you? You know, Renee, quit being so whiny. Or, you know, are you telling yourself a story about being whiny? That would be the first place I look. And, you know, here's the thing. When we ask for what we want in our relationships, we can make ourselves very vulnerable. And that is a place that for many of us is a scary place to be. And so, you know, if, and because you've written this in, I'm just going to take a few guesses here about what, you know, could possibly be going on. But if you want to explore that further, and if you dare, you can certainly hit star 2 on your telephone keypad and see if we can get you live here to talk some more about this. But, you know, when we're asking for what we want, it can be very scary. So I really want you to explore, you know, are you being whiny? Is that true? Or are you telling yourself that you are being whiny as just an excuse to not ask for what you want? And I say excuse with love because sometimes we can be our own worst enemies and we give ourselves excuses for not doing things when what we want is well within reach. So I would just play with that a little bit and go back to the image that you created for yourself, Renee, about the woman that you want to be on this journey. It's so possible for you. You can create that experience. You can make what you saw real. If you saw yourself, you know, if your three words that you wrote down was strong, confident, and loved, let's say, you can have all of those things. You can create that in your life. You can make that a reality. And you may not know how at this moment, and the how is not really important just yet, but when you make the decision to be that, you put yourself on the path to having that. So I hope that helps you, Renee. And if it doesn't, you can go ahead and reply to the email that went out shortly before this teleconference started, and we can talk about that more. So, ladies, please do. If you know that you want to go deeper with this, if you know that you want more and you are a woman of action, go ahead and snap up one of those assessment sessions with me, and we can go deeper with this. So, ladies, I am so grateful that you have been so patient with this morning's technical difficulties, and I really hope that despite that craziness, that you were really able to take some great nuggets from this and really give yourself the opportunity to fertility journey-proof your relationship and give yourself the chance to go deeper with the subject of, you know, who you are being. You know, making your we strong and not letting it fall by the wayside as you are trying to conceive and really give it the love and the nurturing that it deserves because it is the foundation of the family that you're building. And that you really take a careful look and on that, about that third piece that I shared with you. And that is everyone else. And getting super clear about how you want to interact with everyone else, how you want to do that, and how you're going to do that in such a way that it takes excellent care of your we. We are all about fertility journey-proofing your relationship. And these three things in combination will really empower you to do that. And, you know, try this out, ladies. If there's something that really resonated with you, if there was a nugget that really helped you, see how you can embody that today. Take action. Do something to really put that in motion. And, you know, even if it is, you know, if you're moving about your day today and you're just kind of standing there and, you know, waiting in line at the grocery store, whatever, go back to that image that you created for yourself about the woman that you want to be on that journey and see how you can embody that. See how you can bring that on board and really start to make that real for you. And invite her, invite that very best self to your relationship and let it help support you to be the woman who you want to be in that relationship. And, you know, if you want to share what you learned today with your partner and give it, give them an opportunity to learn more about this as well and give yourself the opportunity to go deeper with that and really maybe put some things out on the table. Because your we is the foundation of the family that you're building. You fell in love with that person. You love them dearly, and you want to create a family with them. So when you take these things on board and you really incorporate them, you are giving yourself the opportunity to go even deeper with that. I have so much love for you ladies, and I have so much hope and so much excitement in my heart for you as you're moving through this journey. And I really wish you so much love, so much joy, so much happiness on your journey that I really hope that you can begin to fertility journey proof your relationship today, ladies, and really put yourself in a position to have what you want in your relationship while you build your family. So thanks again for tuning in, ladies. My name is Roseanne Austin, and if you have any questions, please do reach out. And if you do want to take this deeper, if you want to go to the next level and create the results that I've shared with you in your life, be sure that you snap up one of those complimentary assessment sessions, and we will get to work. And I look forward to seeing you in the next teleseminar with Circle and Bloom. Have a great one.